We've been dancing for hours. It's a party like Neverland has never seen before. Peter Pan has rescued Tiger Lily from the pirates, who would have left her to drown at Marooner's Rock. And the entire Indian encampment is united in celebration. The moon is high above us in the ink-dark sky, and the sparks from the bonfire leap upwards, as though trying to join that medley of playful, twinkling stars. Tiger Lily and Peter are at the center of attention, dancing with wild abandon to the sound of the drums, whirling about with fiendish delight. I suppose I might be jealous if they both didn't look so lovely. Tiger Lily is twirling and stomping like there's fire in her veins, and Peter's skin is glistening with sweat, his muscles rippling under his skin like they're trying to burst out of him and join in the dance. Their bodies look beautiful together. I'm too shy to join them, so I just watch. I don't know why, but watching them makes me squirm and blush. I want to take Peter's hand and fly away, back to our home under the ground, where we can pass the rest of the night under the covers in my bed, whispering and giggling together, still dizzy from the wondrous, terrifying excitement of the day. We've been doing that a lot lately. After the lost boys fall asleep, Peter and I burrow away together in the bed he built for me in the alcove under the thick roots of the Never Tree. We fall asleep curled into each other like two spoons in a kitchen drawer. But lately, I can barely relax with the feeling of him lying so close. It stirs something in me, deep in my belly, like an aching muscle just begging for a good stretch. That's all I want right now, to be curled up in bed, every one of my limbs entwined with Peter's, feeling the warmth of his body and breathing in his scent. But the drums have stopped, and Peter is ducking into the chief's tent with Tiger Lily and the other warriors, no doubt to scheme about sort of revenge they'll take on the pirates. They should have let me go with them, too. I know the pirates' vulnerabilities better than any of them, thanks to my habit of spying on them. See, Peter likes danger and combat, lots of action and thrill, but I've discovered quite a taste for espionage and stealth. As far as Peter knows, the pirates are the only ones I spy on, but he's wrong. I've also been watching her, Tiger Lily. She really is the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. I've watched her with her braves on the hunt. She moves like a cat. Like something part of the forest itself, she can cross over broken twigs without making a sound. I've watched her from high up in the trees, as she crouches down to draw her bow and send an arrow right into the heart of a grazing deer. I wonder how it would feel to touch her dusky brown skin, her long dark hair with those lovely turquoise beads braided in, those tight lean muscles in her stomach. But I can't think about that. She's the chief's daughter. She's wild and free. She would never let me touch her. I could never have her kind of courage. When I think about her, how fierce and brave she is, I feel overcome with shyness. There's this anxious sort of fluttering in my belly. See, that's the crux of it. Peter makes me feel safe and protected, but Tiger Lily makes me nervous. When I'm near her, I never know what to do with my hands, my eyes, my mouth. She doesn't notice, I think. She's never even spoken to me, and why should she? To her, I'm just another one of Peter's band of runaways. The lost boys have all fallen asleep by the fire, some with their heads in each other's laps. I wait a little longer, watching the bonfire flicker down into smoldering red coals, but Peter doesn't emerge from the chief's tent. I feel stung. He's forgotten about me. Well, I suppose there's no reason for me to stay. I rise to my feet, I take the hem of my nightdress in my hands and head towards the tree line. I don't need to wait for him. I'll just walk home. I'm already deep into the forest. Nothing around me but the glow of fireflies and the faint hum of night insects, when suddenly I feel it before I hear it. Someone's there. I whirl around. I'm expecting a pirate, or a sleepy lost boy, or a hungry jaguar, but it's him. Peter. My cheeks flush. What are you doing here? He smiles at me. What are you doing here? I feel a surge of stubbornness. I'm going home. It seemed like you were busy, so I left. Again, that impish smile. I am not busy anymore. Don't go home just yet. I want to show you something. That's when I notice who's with him. It's her. It's Tiger Lily. She slinks up behind him out of nowhere and gives me this look. It's almost predatory, but I can see a little smile tugging at the corners of her mouth. Oh God, her mouth. And then Peter interrupts my thoughts. He says, coyly, there's something I want to try. I think the both of you would like to try it, too. It's a game. Very special game. Tiger Lily told me about it. She said the grown-ups in her tribe like to play it all the time. This confuses me. But Peter, you always said you want no part in grown-up things. That's right, he says. I did. But this is different. This is the only good part about growing up. I know because Tiger Lily says the grown-ups only do it in secret. If it's a secret, that means it must be something fun. I'm intrigued, but I'm still a little confused. So, the two of you haven't actually played this game yourselves? No, says Peter. We talked about it, and we thought it'd be more fun to play with you. I blush, I can't help it. Something about this sounds terribly indecent. But why? I ask them, why me? This time she answers, there's a reason he brought you here to Neverland. You're special, I can tell. I blush again, harder. Even in the pale moonlight, I'm sure they can see it. I say, but why the three of us? The truth is, whatever this game is, I can't help but worry that the two of them will undoubtedly find each other to be far better players than I. But then Peter says, you don't think I've seen the way you look at her? And I blush so hard, I almost turn my face away. But then I realize it's not a competition, but a gift. A gift from Peter. The unique joy of finally having something I've wanted for so long, but never knew it was something I could ask for. And then she speaks up again. I've watched you too. You think I haven't seen you following us on the hunt? And tonight, you looked at me like you're hungry, but you don't know how to speak the words for food. She steps closer, reaching out a hand, softly strokes a lock of my hair, and she lowers her voice. I get hungry too, you know. I'm intrigued. I blush again. My cheeks feel ready to melt. This game, I stammer. I don't know the rules. I don't know how to play. She smiles, then just breathe, she says. Listen to what your body wants. Don't be afraid. You'll know what to do when the time comes. Despite my curiosity, I'm getting frustrated. It feels like they know more than they're saying, and I blurt out, but what is this game? I still don't understand. She takes a step closer, and my breath catches in my chest. I've never been so near to her before now. Only a few inches of cool night air separates us. Her voice gets low. She says, It's kissing with your whole body. It's flying without leaving the ground. It's a conversation. It's a dance. It's a scuffle. It's the best feeling in the whole world. Her voice, those words. Every shred of nervousness inside me relaxes, leaving nothing but willing, eager interest. I stare into her eyes, and without another thought, I say, I'm in. Peter smiles, good. Now, come here. I turn towards him, and he closes the distance between us in a single stride. One of his arms wraps around my waist and pulls me close. His other hand buries itself in my hair. My heart is pounding. I'm trembling all over. He leans down and brushes his lips against mine so softly, and it sends waves of chills throughout my body. I can't help but smile a bit against his mouth, remembering faintly how we used to call a kiss a thimble. We were children then. Something tells me we're not quite children anymore. He kisses me again, deeper this time, parting my lips with his, gently nudging his tongue against mine. What is this? I never thought a kiss could be like this. And I can feel my body respond, almost like it's moving on its own. My tongue pushes back against his, my back arches, pressing my whole body against his long, lean form. He pulls back from our kiss and gives me a hazy-eyed smile. I feel another hand on the small of my back. It's her. She's lifting her face to his, and now they're kissing. More of those deep, slow kisses that he gave me. It's fascinating watching them kiss. I can see how deep and hard their tongues are probing each other's mouths. It makes this strange feeling start to grow deep in my belly. That same thing I feel when Peter and I are in bed together. It makes me want more. She pulls back from him and looks at me, that same predatory look that makes my knees weak. She takes another step towards me. Her body is right up against mine. I can feel every curve of her beautiful, lithe body. So warm, so hungry for me. She leans in and our mouths meet. I never imagined I'd be kissing another girl, but her lips are so soft, so full, and her tongue moves against mine like ocean waves. It feels so good. I feel a strange, faint dizziness, and again that swirling, tugging feeling in my belly. I never wanted to stop. I feel a whisper of breath against my cheek, and I lift my eyelids just enough to see his mouth against her neck, kissing her there, licking, biting, sucking. My eyes widen. It's so hot. That's the word for it. It makes my mind hot. It makes my body hot all over. I can't look away. It seems she can tell because I can feel her hands snaking up my sides and reaching up to gently cup my breasts. Softly at first, her thumb tracing little circles around my nipples. My lips part wider away from hers, and a sharp, piercing moan tears itself from my mouth. Ah! Oh, she pauses and softly asks, "Does that hurt?" "No," I breathe. "No, I've just never been touched on my tits," she whispers. "We call them tits." Such a naughty word, but I love it. Can I touch yours? She laughs softly. "Oh, yes, please." Boldly, I slide my hands up her body and there, gently, just barely trace my hands over her breasts, her tits. Oh, I like this. Even through her dress, I can feel how plump and firm those tits are. I can feel her nipples harden under my fingers. Oh my god. Gently, I squeeze them. She moans. I'm enthralled. She feels incredible. I feel another hand brush mine and realize he is touching her, too. Squeezing, stroking, playing. My eyes meet his. He has a wicked gleam in his eye, and it excites me. His other hand glides up my ribcage and grips one of my tits in his hands, rougher than she did, and I moan once more, my eyelids drifting closed. Oh, oh, it feels amazing. I feel something hard and thick between us, pressing against my hip, something part of him I want to touch too. Something else is swelling between us, some deep, dark, primal need. I'm almost afraid of it, but I like it, too. My body is moving on its own. I find myself kissing and biting his neck while I'm stroking her tits. We're all moving faster, more urgently. She's pulling his tunic up and over his head. For a moment, I wonder, why are his clothes coming off? But as soon as his body is bare, my confusion is replaced by unbridled excitement. There it is, that marvelous body of his. I can't help it. I run my hands all over him, pulling away from her to give all my attention to stroking and kissing all the tight little muscles in his chest and shoulders and stomach. I'm breathing faster. So are they. What is happening? I need to do this to her too, and she's already unfastening her dress at the shoulders and letting it slide down past her waist. My God, she is so gorgeous. I pounce on her like a mad thing. I stroke the soft skin of her breasts, her sweet rosy nipples. I kiss them, flick at them with my tongue, suck them into my mouth. He's beside me, doing the same thing to mine. I can't tell where to place my attention. They both feel so good. He grabs a fistful of my hair. Yes, yes, God, yes, and pulls me in for a kiss. She unbuttons my nightdress. Yes, yes, more, please, more. I have a brief burst of shyness as my dress falls in a pool of soft fabric around my feet. I'm only wearing my bloomers, but the cool night air feels wonderful on my naked skin. And now my nipples get firmer as the breeze tickles them. Oh my God, that feels so good. And now both of their mouths are on my tits. I feel their tongues darting over my nipples, their mouths. Oh, it feels so wonderfully warm. How can this be real? I must be dreaming. This feels too good. We sink down to our knees on the mossy earth, clutching each other. She's kicking her dress the rest of the way off. She's wearing nothing underneath. Oh my God. I immediately start to explore her with my fingers and mouth. So much skin, so soft, so warm. I kiss my way down her stomach, pushing her onto her back, feeling her breath catch as I reach the soft, downy hair between her legs. What is here? I need to know. More softness, more warmth, and wet. Oh my, so wet. Soft folds of flesh, a sweet taste on my tongue, a little nub of flesh that makes her convulse as I sweep my tongue over it. Oh yes. I hear her laugh softly. You found my clit. I pause, savoring this new word, this new place, her clit. I trace my tongue all around and over it in slow, languid circles. She's moaning louder, almost feverishly. Oh, oh, I'm crouched on all fours between her legs. I can think of nothing else but this beautiful girl in this magic spot between her legs. I hear a rustling sound behind me. I can feel him pulling off my bloomers, and suddenly his hand is there between my legs. He is exploring me too. Oh, 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 I have that spot too. Oh, I never knew. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, fuck. Ah, words leap from my mouth, words I didn't know I knew. Fuck. Oh, oh, fuck, yeah. And then I'm on my back and she's on top of me, lying between my legs. She draws a line of bites and kisses down my stomach, up my thighs to that magic spot. And when I feel her mouth there, I think I might faint. It feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh. She licks me there, little teasing flicks and deeper, slow ones. Oh, oh my God. Oh, ah, ah, ah. Yes, yes, more. Oh, my hips move on their own, grinding and heaving towards her mouth. I feel so wet down there that I'm sure she's scarcely able to breathe. His hands are on my tits, squeezing, stroking. I'm overwhelmed with pleasure. I reach back behind my head to grab fistfuls of tree roots and moss, anything to hold on to. I fear I might lift off into the air. Wait! I croak out. Wait! Oh! She looks up, a question in her eyes. I can barely form the words. I want to taste you again. She smiles wickedly and with a guiding hand turns me onto my side. She lies down beside me, facing me, with her head towards my feet. Yes, this is what I want. Her mouth is on my clit again. Oh, the desperate, pleading moan. Oh, I dive right back between her legs. And she pauses with a gasp. Your cunt tastes so good. Cunt. Yes, that's it. So does hers. Oh, it's at once sweet and tart like ripe fruit. I can't get enough of her taste. I moan against her clit. I feel her strong thighs trembling around my head, even as my own thighs are starting to shake around her eager mouth. I open my eyes. I look up. He is watching, standing there, stroking himself between his legs, stroking that thick length of flesh through his underclothes. I'm suddenly very curious. What's under there? And I blurt out, I want you to show me. Show me yours. And he pauses mid-stroke and smiles and shoves down his shorts in one quick motion. And there, in a nest of soft, dark hair, is another wonder. A firm, thick length of muscle. Glistening at the tip with something wet. Two soft balls of flesh hanging just beneath it. Without a second thought, I draw away from her, hypnotized, to kneel at his feet and gaze up at that beautiful thing. She is soon next to me, already stroking his thighs. That's a lovely cock, she whispers, and he smiles. Cock. Yes. Yes, I know, I agree. It's lovely. It's hot. I'm immobilized in silent worship, but she is already stroking his balls, gently, teasingly. He reaches down and pinches her nipples, making her gasp. Oh, I could stare at them forever, but I reach out and start to stroke the shaft of his cock. Lightly at first, then harder, squeezing, pulsing, gripping. His body goes rigid under my touch. I'm fascinated. Oh, oh, what is this? This is so new. Oh, my cunt is wetter than ever, watching him respond to my touch. I can feel my cunt dripping. Trickling down my thigh, and then without another thought, I lean forward, stroking, stroking, and then take his cock into my mouth all at once, no idea what to do with it, but still ravenously curious and eager. Crouched on my knees, I suck and lick his cock, slow at first. And faster, harder. My hand floats up and suddenly it's an extension of my mouth, gripping and squeezing the shaft of his cock. He's getting even harder under my hand. Oh my god, oh fuck, yes, fuck. I pull backwards for a moment and suck the entire length of him into my mouth. I can feel the head of his cock pushing hard against the back of my throat. My lips can feel her hand stroking his balls. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. His gasp turn into deep, primal moans now, and I pull all the way back, and then her mouth is on him, sucking hard. I can't stop staring. He's gasping. He's shaking. He's barely able to stand. I watch her mouth struggle to take his cock all the way in, her full, soft lips wrapped around his shaft. I have to be there, too. I lick his balls while she sucks in. They're soft and velvety in my mouth. And she pulls back, and it's my turn on his cock again. Then her turn. Then mine. And then both of us are sucking his cock, swirling our tongues hungrily along his shaft. Licking, exploring, and greedily sucking. And then I'm all the way down on the ground, propped on my elbows, sucking his cock as he sinks to his knees. Suddenly her mouth is on me again, little bites on my inner thighs. And then that sweet, luscious tongue sweeps over my clit again. Oh, and start to moan around his cock. I can barely concentrate on what my mouth is doing. My tongue can't get enough of his cock, but her tongue feels so fucking good. I pull back in a gasp, and she and I rapidly switch. I barely have time to blink before she's on her back and I'm on hands and knees between her legs, hungrily licking her cunt with the sound of her sucking his cock in my ears. I look up every so often, watching him thrust into her mouth deeper every time, a fistful of her hair in his hand. I feel like I'm going to explode. It's so fucking hot watching them. On impulse, I slide a finger all across her cunt and inside her. I'm amazed and excited that this is even possible. I'm overwhelmed with the warmth and wetness surrounding my finger. I start to slide it in and out of her, in and out. Her hips lift off the ground, reaching for my finger. Fuck, she feels amazing. I slide a second finger inside. Fuck, her cunt is so tight and so wet. My fingers are all the way inside her, my thumb on her clit. Oh, fuck. Oh, suddenly her cunt tightens harder and pulses around my finger, and I hear her start to scream, but quieter, choked out of her like a deep, yelping, gasping moan. Her thighs are shaking. She lifts her mouth off his cock to let that scream burst from her in full force. Her eyes squeeze shut. She quiets down, only softly moaning now, her cunt pulsing around my fingers. Oh my god. I'm dizzy. I can barely focus enough to slide my fingers slowly out of her and whisper, "So that's the game." She's still breathing heavy, but she smiles through closed eyes and says, "Actually, there's more." I can't imagine what she means, but he seems to know. He lies down on his back and she crawls on top of him, her cunt glistening with that delicious, juicy wetness, and she straddles her legs on either side of his hips, and she mounts him. She takes his cock inside her cunt. I can't believe it, but I can see his cock disappearing slowly inside her. Then she lifts her hips. His cock slips halfway out. She grinds her hips back down, pushing it all the way inside, and I watch fascinated as she moves up and down, back and forth on his cock. He lies perfectly still, his hands on her hips, guiding her up and down, his mouth open, moaning softly. I'm crouched by his legs, watching as her gorgeous ass bounces up and down on his cock. Oh, fuck, it's so hot. She takes him deep inside again, rolls her hips, pushes him even deeper. His hands grip her ass even harder, moaning louder. And she murmurs to him, "Now you try." And without another word, he clutches her back, pulls her close to him, and flips her over so he's on top, and he slams his cock into her harder and harder. He's fucking her. He's fucking her. Deeper and fiercer with every thrust. I can't look away. Oh, fuck. He's kneeling between her legs now, her ankles up on his shoulders. He's thrusting harder. Her back arches up off the ground. She's gripping the tree roots behind her head. Her eyes squeeze shut. Is he hurting her? No, no. Those are moans of pleasure. She's loving it. Her legs around his waist now, pulling him closer, deeper. I tentatively reach down between her legs and rub her clit, feeling and watching his cock thrust in and out of her, slick and wet with her juices. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. His eyelids flutter closed. He throws his head back, tendrils of his hair clinging to the sweat on his brow, a look of total ecstasy on his face. She throws her head back too, her mouth open in a wordless, guttural cry. It really looks like he's hurting her. I ask, are you all right? She smiles and says, "I'm wonderful. You'll see." He pulls out of her and flips her onto her hands and knees, and then she's on top of me like someone starving, her mouth devouring my cunt as I crumple down onto my back. He's fucking her from behind now, faster, harder, his hands squeezing her ass, spanking it. Her tongue writhes against my clit, making me tremble and whimper. I can hear his hips smack against her ass with every thrust, hard and fast and primal. All the muscles in his shoulders and neck are hard and tight, beaded with sweat. It's so fucking hot. Oh my God. She lifts up, she grabs my hand and pulls me closer. I slide underneath her, twisting until my mouth's on her cunt and her mouth's on mine, her body hovering above me as he fucks her. I'm getting a spectacular view of his thick cock thrusting deep into her tight, wet cunt. Her thighs start to shake, her moans turn into those desperate shrieking cries again. My whole mouth is wrapped around her clit. I can feel her cunt pulsing around his cock as he's buried deep inside her, and she screams. Oh, she's coming down. I can feel it. Her gasps turn into deeper sighs. I summon every ounce of my courage and say, I want to try that. She lifts her head and smiles at me. He slides his cock out of her gently and looks at me expectantly. What do you want to try? He asks. I want to feel you inside me. He smiles. So do I. He leans down, crawling over me, my legs opening to him, my arms wrapping around his shoulders. We're so close. His skin is so warm. I feel his cock pressing against my cunt, and instinctively my hips arch up and he enters me. He pushes his cock inside me. Oh, it hurts. He's so thick. Oh, my cunt is stretched so tight around him, but it's agonizingly wonderful. Oh, fuck. His eyes ask if I'm all right, and I smile up at him. She was right. It's wonderful. It's a sensation I never knew was possible, and it feels like heaven. It picks up the pace. He's thrusting harder. My cunt is throbbing now with want and need. All I can think of is more, more, more. I arch my head back against the moss. I feel hands on my tits, her hands. She's kneeling by my head, and I instantly pull her on top of me to straddle my face, her tongue diving into her cunt. My tongue. Her cunt, everything is tongues and cunts and cock, and moans, my hands on her ass, pulling her down to grind her clit against my face, while his cock rams into me over and over again. Every nerve and muscle in my body is alive, pulsing, wanting, begging, needing more, more. Yes, oh, this feels so good. His hands squeezing my tits, pinching my nipples, making me gasp and squeeze his cock even harder with my cunt. I'm so wet, I can hear it when his cock thrusts in and out of me, and I gasp. I want to do what she did. He pulls out of me, and my cunt spasms, wanting his cock again. She climbs off my face, and I waste no time pushing him onto his back and climbing on top to ride him, my hips moving of their own accord, my hands on his chest. There's not a single thought in my head besides her cunt, his cock, their mouths, their hands, my aching, wet cunt, everything warm and wet and yearning. She's behind me, straddling one of his legs, rubbing my clit and pinching my nipples. I arch my back and lean back against her, digging my hips into his, pulling his cock all the way in. I crane my neck around to kiss her neck, while grinding mercilessly against him. His cock is all the way inside me. So deep, so thick, so hot, so wet, so good. Everything's a blur. He wraps his arms around my waist and flings me onto my back again, his thrusts harder, faster, greedier, rougher. I'm loving every minute, every sensation. My whole body's on fire. I don't know how much more I can take. She's lying beside me, still rubbing my clit. My legs are starting to shake, but I've managed to find her clit with one hand and stroke it. Then there's that trembling pressure inside me again. This time it builds and builds, higher, deeper, hotter. Oh, fuck. Oh, his whole body goes rigid as he pounds into me. He throws back his head. He cries out, "I'm coming." And so am I. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Afterwards, we all collapse in a heap. We're softly stroking each other's shoulders and hair and foreheads. Are those tears on his cheek? He's shaking so hard they might well be, and I whisper, "Boy, why are you crying?" He laughs. He's barely able to summon the words. "That was a great game." She laughs too and whispers, "And that was only our first try."